This is TWiT.
Motorola yesterday announced several products that update the company's mobile lineup. These include improvements to the Moto X and Moto G smartphone lines and the official rollout of the Moto 360 smartwatch. They even had a couple of surprises for us. Kevin Fitchard writes for GigaOM and joins us now. Welcome, Kevin.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Now, what was the biggest news, in your opinion, that came out of the whole Motorola announcement?
That's a little bit difficult to say because they kind of gave it all away beforehand. Even the media invites had a picture of every single device that was on there, even if there wasn't the detailed explanation of what everything was. I mean, I think the thing that everybody was anticipating was probably going to be the Moto 360. Of the three devices that were three devices, yes, that ever kind of unveiled at Google I.O., it was kind of the one that drew the most, I guess, accolades. And I played with it myself, got a demo unit, was able to look at it, and it was actually pretty impressive what it was. Though, as you kind of pointed out earlier, if it is a watch you do have to charge twice a day, it's going to be a lot less useful. So, but I mean, to your point, though, it is actually a lot easier watch to charge in that it just sits in this little crown station. It almost looks like something that you would put on in a display case in an apartment store. It just basically just the face of the watch just rests on top of it.
So you rest your watch in a charger because you can't keep it on your wrist because it won't stay charged. Do I have that right?
Yeah. So, yeah, and it only comes with one charger. So if your watch dies and you're right in the middle of work, the charger that you have at home isn't exactly going to do you that much good. So,
but they announced some phones too, right? So they're bigger. That's the big thing, correct? The Moto, I mean, that's one of the big things, right? The Moto X is going from 4.7 to how big is it now?
5.2 inches, I believe.
Yeah, it's 5.2 inches. Yep.
And then 5 inches for the G. So they're definitely wider phones, larger phones, and they have higher resolution. The Moto X is going to be full HD 1080p and have a bigger pixel density. Even though the phones are, they are larger. They aren't. The feel in the hand isn't actually that much larger. At least not the impression that I got. They actually thinned out the edges. Increase the size of like the sloping bevel in the back, so it's easier to wrap your hand around it. And I had no, I get complaints from a lot of people that I know, especially people with smaller hands, that these new large phones can't be used one-handed. And I don't know, maybe I just have big, meaty hands. I had no issue taking my thumb and connecting my forefinger without stretching across the face of the device.
I think the biggest thing, of course, is that they now have a leather option for leather enthusiasts. You know who you are. But generally speaking, a Moto X is one of the rare phones that came out right out of the gate. The very 1.0 version of the Moto X was really great. And so this is a refinement of that. It's like you said, it's bigger, it's higher resolution, went from 720p to full HD, which is really welcome. Hopefully the camera is a lot better. It has some interesting interface elements, one of which is the new touchless interface supports custom wake-up commands. Can you tell us about that?
Moto X uses basically a kind of background wake-up sensor that is always listening for voice commands. So there's no touch necessary to activate the device. And they put in some custom commands, so you don't have to use the OK Google command necessarily to wake up the phone. You could say, hey, Shirley, or I think Motorola gave an example of someone who did talk to me, Goose, as their wake-up command. And then from there, you can go directly into initiating, several voice functions, including like making a Facebook post, answering a phone call, a text message, all that thing directly from, without touching your phone, directly from that kind of wake-up prompt with your voice. And they also did some stuff with, I'm not sure if you're about to get into this, Mike, but with the IR sensors that allow you to basically interact with a phone much more just by waving your hand over it, whether it's to silence a phone call or to get information on your most recent notifications while in a meeting without actually having to touch it or wake it up.
It's kind of like a Jedi mind trick. The thing is ringing and you sort of wave your hand over it and say, those aren't the droids you're looking for. And it goes silent, right? That's one of the gestures.
Yes.
And it's really, I think it's really cool. And it's, for those of us who love the Moto X, this will be a welcome phone. Now, I had trouble with the screen on my Moto X. It got really scratched up, and then a minor drop shattered it. And then there were some people who were reporting that they were able to get a free replacement. They turned me down for that. And so the screen was a problem. I hope they have a harder screen that doesn't scratch as well. But if I do end up with this phone, I'm definitely going to put a protector on it just in case, because I got burned on the last one. Now, to me, the most interesting announcement was the Moto Hint. Can you tell us about the Moto Hint?
That was probably, if there was kind of something that wasn't given away ahead of time, it was the hint. It's basically a Bluetooth headset, but it's Motorola's kind of very interesting take on a Bluetooth headset. While it's not a traditional wearable, it doesn't have an operating system or anything like that. It actually has a lot more smarts than your typical earbud. It has sensors in it. It has capacitive touch sensors. It has IR sensors. And it's basically intelligent enough to know when it's in your ear and how it can communicate information. I had a little bit of trouble getting details out of Motorola from this, but they actually showed a demo in which they it actually has the same kind of ambient listening technology in the earbud that the Moto X actually has in it. So it can be woken up just the same way with your voice, just the same way the phone was. But essentially, it's channeling all of its Google Now commands into the phone interface, just like it would through a regular app. But it's also smart enough to know whether or not how to give information. So one of the demos they gave was asking through the hint what the score was for a recent Cubs game. And instead of displaying the actual score on the phone, since it knows it's in your pocket and the hint is in your ear, it actually read out the score to it, knowing that was the mode that you were looking for. So it was an impressive little device. It's awfully expensive, $150, but it definitely has many more features than you would consider for a dumb headset. So.
Yeah, so the hint is really interesting, and it kind of seems to me it's taking the Google Now approach that we saw with Glass and we saw with the Moto X and we've seen with Android Wear. Do you think once, Motorola is no longer any way affiliated with Google that it will continue to invest in these sorts of areas, or did you get the sense that maybe this, a Google hint or this Moto hint, rather, is maybe a one-off product and that if it does okay, great, but it's more just something that they had cooking in the labs?
I don't know. That's a very good question because I'm sure if the hint does very, very well, it will continue on the line. But I see people using headsets less and less these days. And I see people talking on the phone less and less these days. So, I just don't know how big of a model it could prove to be. They're kind of billing it as this device that you wear all day long. And while they say it's unnoticeable, it's still very noticeable. It looks like a big hearing aid, but it just doesn't look like that. That kind of talk bar that goes off the side of your head, that you walk around in. But once Lenovo happens, anything could happen. It could prove to be, a very popular peripheral. It's not Android Wear. It is an extension of your phone, just a smarter one. And, I could imagine it doing very well for them, but I don't know whether or not this is like key to them tying into Google Voice commands and Google Now.
I think if anything, the problem with this product is that it's unlikely to fit everyone. Some people it'll be too big. Others will be too small. People have variation in their ears. I personally have trouble keeping the Apple earbuds in my ears when I'm running and stuff like that. They just come out. But I also think that they're onto something really powerful here. Whether this particular product succeeds or fails, I think that this is really the future of all computing, which is going to be like Star Trek, where you talk to the room and the microphone is somewhere. It's either embedded in the objects in your house or your car or whatever, or it's on you somewhere, either in your glasses or on your coat or in your ear. But one way or the other, we're going to be interacting a lot more with computers by talking, and they're going to be talking back to us, and that's the interface. I call it hearable computing. I probably didn't invent that. I'm sure somebody called it that before I did. But I've written about this, and this is really, I think, one of the most compelling wearable computing platforms, which is hearable, where the whole interface is audio, and it's mostly about the spoken language between you and your virtual assistant. Of course, Siri is going to be improved. Google Now is going to be improved. Cortana is huge, and others are going to be coming out with these virtual assistants, which will become much more powerful, much more intelligent, much more contextual. And it's going to be way better to just simply interact with our devices by talking. And so I think they're really onto something here, and they have the right technology with the wake it up with a command sort of technology, and also interacting with Google Now and with all of the technology in the Moto X. So I think it's really cool. I just don't know if this particular, it looks kind of cheesy. It looks kind of bulky. It has this kind of fabric or wood grain on it, which I think is completely unnecessary. Make it invisible, make it disappear into the ear. And I think that's a compelling user interface. Well, Kevin Fitchard is at GigaOhm.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at KFitchard. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.